The trail to transcendence. To move forward is to excel at life. To transcend is to move beyond that. One of the most beautiful things that you are easily capable of is placing your 100-page book in the hands of a young person. She may not read the whole thing. If you title your book well, she may outthink you from the title page alone. But the book must exist in the physical world, and it has to fit a back pocket. And it has to contain compressed wisdom, not just of your lifetime, but the lifetimes of people that moved you. The need for your book will come on a terrible day. There may not even be time to open it. Perhaps the universe will only allow for having it. Perhaps it is the promise of the book, not the content within, that will be needed. Your self-education, the most trustworthy kind of education, will be required for your wisdom. And your wisdom is a prerequisite for your greatness. The greatness of your mind and the greatness of your vision. You will have to part your time and make room in your life to write your little red book. Not a rung of your ladder should ever be fake, as you will be your own judge. You will have to mend all the mistakes, learn from them, and understand their origins. In order to transcend, you have to transform other people's lives for the better. In order to prevent them from making mistakes, you will have to trace the roots of yours. Part of your self-forgiveness and self-love will drive you here as well. Most people cannot help but to blame themselves. They do so because they don't dare to understand that they never stood a chance to go the other road. Some of my bullies will never forgive themselves, even though I already knew back then it was their fathers. They fear to trace their mistakes to the origin. Do you understand what your book is supposed to accomplish? Do you see how noble that is? Do you see how much more important than your next promotion that little book is? Let me tell you about your little book. The universe will arrange it so that most of the time, the pages will be read in the same weather that you wrote them in. You are going to preserve the original notes and publish them as they were when you were writing them on the trail, including the last few notes written on the receipts and scraps of paper. The drops of rain that stained the scraps as you are desperately capturing some of your finest thoughts will be kissed by the rain again, sometimes on the same trail even, though now in a leather-bound miniature pocketbook that you published. Not all the kisses will fall from the sky. Some will come from the life of your reader, others from your reader connecting with you across 2.5 centuries. Your spirit reawakened countless times, and your hard-earned wisdom counting for every word exactly how you wrote it. your book won't merely change lives. Just like you are never too old, you are also never too young to retire and begin your quest for greatness. Listen, hear me. You are meant to become a great being. The future needs your wisdom. Find your trail.